Welcome to Growing Indoors, a limited podcast series from Cannabis Business Times, brought to you with the support of Foes. Designed for unbelievable yields, Scorpio by Foes is the most powerful and efficient 1,000-watt LED grow light available. Passive cooling leaves its surface cool to the touch and sends more power directly into the diodes. With swiveling light bars and industry-leading lenses, Scorpio is perfect for close-to-canopy, single, or multi-level environments, providing maximum canopy penetration. Featuring specialized spectral distribution with full network control for one-touch adjustments, these lights will have even new growers operating like seasoned professionals. Schedule a facility tour today at foes.com, and that's F-O-H-S-E.com. My name is Eric Sandy, and I'm the digital editor for the Cannabis Group at GIE Media. We're back again to continue this 10-episode project where we are focusing our interviews on indoor cannabis cultivation from a broad spectrum of angles. This is episode 7. Our guest this week is Tracy McMillan, Chief Operating Officer for Pure Ohio Wellness, which has its large cultivation facility in Southwest Ohio. The company earned a spot on our 2022 list of best cannabis companies to work for on the retail side of their vertically integrated operation, so we wanted to speak with Tracy about team building, about their hiring process for a growing business, and about the onboarding, training, and development processes specific to indoor cultivation. It's a highly technical workplace, of course, rife with regulations and standard operating procedures, so getting the right team members into your indoor facility is key. So please enjoy my conversation with Tracy McMillan. Well, Tracy, thanks so much for joining the show this week. Very glad to get a chance to talk with you about you and your team at Pure Ohio Wellness and talk a bit about team building in general, especially in the indoor environment. Before getting into some more specific questions about that topic and getting into how Pure Ohio works, could you maybe set the stage by describing a bit about Pure Ohio Wellness and its facility in Ohio?
Sure. We're all indoor grow. In Ohio, they offer two different kinds of licenses. The level one was 25,000 square feet of canopy, which includes the vegetative and the flowering stage. And they also offered a level two, which is 3,000. So we're a level one grow. We are an Ohio-based company that is, we're in an old beer distributor warehouse that we repurposed to build out our cultivation facility. So we're not a newer building. We're not one of the big fancy grows, but we've made it work with what we have, and we do a pretty good job. So we're locally owned by an Ohio motorcycle racer. He's mostly retired, and we currently employ about 77 people here, and it's all indoor.
So. Excellent. Yeah, and you know, within that that large and growing team, I'm curious if you could maybe describe that team a little bit. I know, you know, there's a lot of different ways to organize a team in an indoor grow like this, and different titles can be used, different subgroups of teams that work together throughout the production cycle. But how does Pure Ohio sort of organize its team, meaning literally the titles and the roles from maybe from top down, let's say?
Okay, so going from top to bottom, I pretty much handle all the overseeing of all the operations with, we're vertically integrated. So we have two dispensaries, we have cultivation, and we have processing. So I kind of oversee all of that. We have a cultivation operations manager. He's a young guy that started with us as a cultivation tech, and he's worked his way up kind of doing a little bit of everything with us. But he oversees all of the cultivation area, and then each department has a manager. So we have flower, packaging, trim, and harvest is one team. So really, she kind of oversees most of the post-production end of things. And we have a veg team, we have a potting team, we have a clone team, and we have someone that handles our mom room. So we have a team of managers for each area of production, and they all report to our cultivation operations manager. Our head grower, basically, is what he does. We meet weekly. with our whole, all our managers. We encourage a lot of back and forth between the managers to, for particularly on either side of your end of production. So for the flower manager, she spends a lot of time with the veg manager and the harvest manager. So they all work together really closely. So we're very much very, very team oriented and very much have worked hard to hire from within our facility.
Excellent. Yeah, maybe sticking with the communications angle for a moment. You know, the pace is often fast. There's a lot going on day to day. I know you mentioned some meetings, but what are some of the maybe best communication tools or techniques that the team has found across some of those departments, whether that's identifying problems and solutions or just sharing certain updates?
Well, we have our cultivation manager does a morning, afternoon, and an evening walkthrough. So he typically is the one carrying that communication from department to department. I would say that's probably the most efficient way that we've found is just to be down there and walking around and making sure that communication is open between all of us. I'm pretty hands-on myself, so I'm more involved with the post-production end of things, the packaging, the harvesting, curing, things like that. Cody, our cultivation manager, he's on top of everything. So he's always down there kind of working amongst the team. They do a lot of, honestly, after work meetings. The management team will get together at a restaurant close by and they kind of, it's a team bonding thing, hang out, talk about the day, things like that. But it's pretty fluid, to be honest with you. It's not as regimented other than our weekly meeting. We have a weekly staff meeting with the entire cultivation team on Monday mornings. And then immediately after that, the management team sits down and we talk about anything that we might have going on for the week, any concerns from the previous week. And so that's primarily how we handle our communication on a regular basis.
Yeah. And this may be a bit more of sort of a management level question, but certainly all sorts of perspectives are involved. But what does that look like on the longer term basis? And I know that long term itself can be defined a lot of different ways in cannabis. But in terms of goals or even looking out across the next 6, 8, 10, 12 months, what are some ways that those ideas or benchmarks are communicated within a team?
Well, we just started this year. We added some goal setting meetings. So we're meeting quarterly with our management team individually to determine kind of where they're looking to go and communicate where we are planning to go with them. We are working on some different levels of management, of adding some different pieces and assistant managers as we've grown to help facilitate that. So really things like that are kind of what we're looking at in the longer term for the next year or so. In Ohio, we're looking towards expansion from our grow standpoint. So we know that we're going to be adding a lot of staff and we're going to be probably having to reevaluate how we're handling our communication and our management team and kind of the chain of command a little bit. As we get bigger, obviously, it's going to be less hands-on from the upper management, I'd say. Just from logistically, it's going to be hard to manage that. But we in Ohio, they've just allowed us to begin to petition to add an additional 25,000 square feet to any of the level one growers. So we're looking at doing that. So we're kind of making a longer term plan to how we're going to handle that as far as our team goes, because we know it's going to change that management chain just a little bit as it goes on and we get bigger.
Certainly. And, you know, of course, with expansion plans down the line comes, the whole conversation of hiring, which is in many ways just an ongoing aspect of the business. Could you talk a bit about some of the skill sets that are most important to Pure Ohio Wellness, you know, here in early 2022? And obviously, that's kind of a broad question. There's all sorts of different areas in the facility that require different skill sets. But what are some of the main both specific and general skill sets that you and your team are looking for for a cultivation hire?
Well, I still do all the interviewing. So that part, and I can tell you that what I have honed in on as far as cultivation hires, it really has less to do with skill set as far as the cannabis end of things, just because Ohio really, you're not going to find a lot of people with previous cannabis experience. So I look for people with a good work ethic, not a lot of gaps in their history. I always love to find somebody who has a passion for the industry, which is, you know, that's exciting. It's exciting for them. It's exciting for us. We have a pretty tight team here. We've managed to maintain a real family atmosphere. And so I look for somebody with a positive attitude, somebody that's excited. I always think that a manufacturing background is a great place to start. Anybody with any management or agricultural experience. We have a few people here that came from companies around that do, hydroponic lettuce growing, things like that. That's a real skill set that we need. Anyone who has some growing experience in general is helpful. But really, primarily, it's work ethic. It is hard work. And every aspect of what we do is physically demanding and in a lot of it. And so I look for people who are excited enough to want to come in and have a positive attitude through, you know, working hard under hot lights and sometimes tedious work. It's not always the easiest thing, but we have a great team. So we're doing something all right, I think.
Certainly. And yeah, that sounds, of course, like a bit of a constant or a through line over the years, some of those ideas. I'm curious, though, over, let's say, just the past year and a half, if either the hiring process has changed or evolved or even some of the individual skill sets have changed. And of course, I'm kind of thinking of the pandemic on some level and also some economic pressures. But I don't know. Have you seen a lot of change on the hiring side over the last year or so?
We've been lucky. I know a lot of places are clamoring for workers. I have not had any slowdown in people applying. I have found that the people that apply from the career tabs on our website, I have much better success with that than, say, some of the hiring, like in Indeed or something like that. Those people tend to not be as focused on the cannabis industry. But yeah, we haven't really had much of a slowdown. So that part, we've been fortunate. We don't have a lot of turnover at this point. We did in the early days. I think as we have gotten better at seeing what we're looking for and understanding the needs of the business, and then also people are not as kind of romanticizing the cannabis industry. I think I'm better at probably telling them it's hard work, and it's not, you know. It's easy to think, you know, you get so excited about it being a new industry and finally being something that we can do here in Ohio. That's taken a little bit for us to figure out what we're looking for and be able to communicate that to the people that are coming in and interviewing as well.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, hiring is one side of the coin, and then employee retention being another side, equally important. I'll mention here, of course, we're talking about indoor cultivation, but I'd be remiss not to point out that Pure Ohio Wellness had just ranked on our list of best cannabis companies to work for on the dispensary side.
We did. We're very excited about that. That was, I would say, that's probably our biggest accomplishment yet. I think, you know, I mean, I'm excited about everything we've done, but I'm really excited about that because one of our goals when we started this company was to have it be a place that people wanted to work. And we started, you know, funding's always is always hard in cannabis. We started, I think, because we're locally owned, with a little bit more financial challenges. And we were kind of doing it on a shoestring budget. And when we started, we weren't able to pay a lot. So over the last 3.5 years, being able to add things and do things better and make it a place where people want to work and they they said that about us, we're just over the moon about it. Couldn't be more excited to be part of that list. So, you know, some of the things I think we've done to get there is partly, you know, caring about the staff and adding benefits as we're able to add them. And we've gotten better at training and better at communication. So, yeah, we're super excited about the being on that list.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely it's a big deal. And just for the listeners, of course, you know, this episode is going live March 10th. And the best cannabis companies on the dispensary side, you know, that list will be out on CannabisBusinessTimes.com on March 16th. So I would certainly point listeners in the direction of the Cannabis Business Times website to read more. And just to sort of underscore what you were saying there, Tracy, you know, these are the results of surveys, of employee surveys. This is literally the result of what employees are saying about the companies they're working for. And, you know, some companies, you know, see a lot of great feedback from their employees, as in your case. And other companies, you know, there's stuff to work on there. I guess there's always room for improvement, but yes, it's a huge thing. It's certainly reassuring and uplifting to hear these responses from employees.
We're so happy about it.
Absolutely. And I know you had mentioned earlier some sort of team bonding, team culture things. And a lot of that just tends to be organic, really, among any team, it seems like. But if you can maybe elaborate a bit on that, because I think it's an important part of the retention side, you know, how Pure Ohio, how you sort of look at team bonding or team culture and how hands-on versus organic it may be.
Well, up to now, you know, unfortunately, once the pandemic hit, it became a lot more challenging to be able, we had to change the way we were kind of planning and evolving into, you know, team bonding type things. So some of the things that we did here in our cultivation facility is we have a food truck every month. We couldn't put anybody all together at the same time. We were careful to try and, you know, segregate our teams a little bit because of the pandemic and, keeping our distance and, you know, back when the 6 feet and all that. So we bring a food truck in once a month and we all get to go outside and rain or shine, cold, whatever. We are in the warehouse if we have to be. And we buy everybody lunch and we say thank you for you know, working hard the last month. That's one of the things we've done. And like I said, our staff goes out pretty often after work. There's a restaurant local and everybody who can stops in and visits a little bit. Some of the things that we have done over the last 2 years since the pandemic came, we'll do raffles on a random Friday. Today's one of them for employee appreciation where we'll raffle off, you know, gas gift cards or free days of PTO or, you know, restaurant gift cards, just all kinds of different things, Pure Ohio swag that we give away, things like that. We have, I think they're just starting to do like TikTok challenges to get everybody into that. So things like that. We've got plans on the horizon to do bowling leagues and things like that. I think the employee retention works better when the people like who they're working with and they become friends. Everybody wants to hang out with their friends all day. And if you're out of work, you might as well do it with people you like.
Certainly. Yeah, it goes a long way.
Yeah. So I think that's a big part of staff retention. Personally, I think the personal touch of us, you know, having a minute to say hi and visit when it has nothing to do with work is the key. So,
yeah. Well, I know we've talked about hiring a bit and retention a bit right there. I wanted to maybe get in between those concepts and just touch on training/onboarding, which I guess are two different things, but pretty similar. I don't know if you wanted.
It's pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a department that might be helpful to zoom in on, but I was just curious, what does that onboarding and training regimen look like for Pure Ohio?
It's a combination of different people. Typically, your first day here is spent pretty much going over everything with our office manager who handles all of our HR. So she goes over all the policies and procedures, the handbook, things like that. Our compliance officer then steps in and goes over any of the security end of things. the specifics to the state of Ohio compliance. Our cultivation manager then, he comes out, he'll do a walkthrough. It's a big facility, so we try and keep pretty close tabs on any new hires just because it's super intimidating to have to walk around and not know where you're going. So then they'll follow in with metric training, things like that. So we're pretty closely tied in with our new hires at least the first week. After that, our office manager checks in weekly for about another month just to make sure that everybody's on the same page, the new employees getting what they need, things like that. So we found that that helps with retention as well, just from the standpoint that I think they just feel more comfortable and they have a chance to ask the questions that they need to ask without feeling like they have to, you know, come up to the office to find out. So that's kind of what it looks like for us. And it's department specific for the most part after that.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Well, of course, we're speaking here still in the first quarter of 2022. Still feels kind of like a new year. So I was curious if there's anything that you wanted to sort of spotlight on Pure Ohio's end. And this could certainly be about team building and hiring, as we've been talking about, or we could go in different directions. Anything that you'd like to put on the listener's radar from Pure Ohio Wellness's perspective?
I think for probably us and every other company in Ohio, you know, adult use cannabis is looking like it's going to be on our ballot in November. That's going to change the game once that happens. The other piece for us as a cultivation team is that Ohio just had a lottery for, I think, 73 new dispensaries. So, you know, ramping up to get to the point where we can accommodate that from a cultivation standpoint and a processing standpoint is another piece of what we're working on right now, is kind of figuring out how to do that, which is all part of that expansion piece we're talking about. So that's probably the most exciting thing for us that's on the horizon in the next year, is getting ourselves to the point where we are producing enough to accommodate all the new dispensaries. So there's a lot of production things like that we're working on. Team bonding, now that the COVID restrictions have lifted around here, we do have a lot of plans for different things that will engage and involve the staff. And we've got a big party planned for our dispensary staff. We're working on planning that for that, making the list of the best companies to work for. So things like that. It's really, we're just kind of, now that the restrictions have lifted on COVID, we're able to really dive in and do some of the things that we wanted to do a couple of years ago. So we're really looking forward to 2022. I think it's going to be a big year, not only for us as a company, but Ohio in general and the industry.
Yeah, I certainly agree, especially on the Ohio note. I think it's going to be a really interesting state to watch. As you know, and as I've told the listeners over the past few weeks, you know, our publishing company is based in Ohio, so it's certainly near and dear to the heart of this show and the magazine. So it'll be a lot of fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. I can't wait. I'm excited for November to get here, and I hope the voters agree that that's going to be a good thing to make happen. So.
Absolutely. Well, Tracy, thanks so much for your time this week and for joining us on Growing Indoors. It was fantastic getting a chance to talk with you.
Thanks, Eric. I really enjoyed it. It was nice talking with you. Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Growing Indoors. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Tracy McMillan. I know I did. You know, I think it's obviously an important part of any workplace, the hiring, employee recruitment and retention processes, but sometimes get overlooked in favor of the more technical and science-based aspects of indoor cultivation. But certainly the people behind this work and in the actual facility are critical to success. I know it came up a few times in that interview, but would certainly point listeners toward the February 2022 issue of Cannabis Business Times and the March 2022 Cannabis Dispensary Supplement, depending on where you are. I think this podcast is certainly targeting indoor growers, but I know there are a lot of vertically integrated operations out there. But in the February issue, we highlighted the best cannabis companies to work for. It's something to check out. A lot of these companies are doing great things to keep their employees engaged and to identify shared goals and make sure that everybody's on the same page working toward a common aspiration in the cannabis industry. So definitely check that out. Also, while we're here, I want to shout out Foes one more time. They've been fantastic in providing support for this series. We're 7 episodes in, so we've got a few more weeks to go of growing indoors. And thanks so much to Foes and that whole team for making this happen. Looking forward to getting a few more interviews out there every Thursday morning, at least for the next 3 weeks. So stay tuned, and we will see you next Thursday on Growing Indoors.